With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The White House has ordered a government-wide review after Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin failed to notify President Biden and top Pentagon deputies that he was hospitalized after prostate cancer surgery. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby admits that Austin should have been more forthcoming.
It is not optimal for a situation like this to go as long as it did without the commander-in-chief knowing about it.
Senior congressional Republicans are investigating whether the Pentagon boss ignored legal requirements to inform Congress. Also at SRNnews.com, winter storms have been walloping the U.S. Parts of the South are cleaning up after tornadoes, the Midwest dealing with snow and frigid air, and the National Weather Service meteorologist Peter Mullenek says heavy rain is causing flood warnings in the Northeast.
So quite a swath of the Northeast megalopolis is actually expecting to have some sort of not just flash flood threat, but even streams, river rises. Those are going to be problems.
Correspondent Norman Hall reports that Air Force Two carrying Vice President Kamala Harris had to be diverted because of stormy weather.
Vice President Harris's aircraft was forced to divert to a Washington area airport after encountering stormy weather Tuesday night as she returned from a trip to Georgia. Harris's press secretary says the plane was diverted from Joint Base Andrews to Dulles International Airport.
And federal regulators are extending the grounding of some Boeing jets after an Alaska Airlines plane lost a side panel last week.
The Federal Aviation Administration says guidelines for inspecting the planes for safety are being revised. That's causing more flight cancellations for Alaska and United Airlines, which can't use their Boeing 737 MAX 9 jets. A panel called a door plug blew off an Alaska jetliner over Oregon last week.
This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington reports on a Christian ministry victory over Apple.
The American Family Association wants the tech giant to conduct an investigation into the suppression of the speech of Christians and conservatives. AFA put forth a proposal for a shareholders' vote, but Apple blocked it, asking the Securities and Exchange Commission to keep it off the latest proxy ballot. The SEC said no, ruling in the AFA's favor. Ministry President Tim Wildman says, quote, "Thank God that free speech is still valued in some form in this nation." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has dismissed a University of Notre Dame professor's defamation lawsuit against a student-run publication. Tamara Kay took the Irish Rover to court over its coverage of her abortion advocacy while employed by the Catholic school. A judge ruled that Kay's assertions that the coverage was false and defamatory were unfounded. The publication says its reporting was accurate. This is SRN News. As the Israel-Hamas conflict continues, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says far too many Palestinian civilians are being killed.
While the U.S. continues to back Israel's goal of eradicating Hamas, for weeks, Washington's warned the number of civilians being killed in the war in Gaza is far too high, calling for less intense fighting. The Israeli military says it's making changes, but in recent days, several hundred Palestinians have been killed. Mr. Blinken said the UN will now look at ways to allow those displaced to return safely to the north of Gaza.
That's the BBC's Yolanda Nell. Blinken met today with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to seek government reforms. Blinken says he has secured commitments from several countries in the region to assist with rebuilding and governing Gaza after the war, but only if there's a pathway to a Palestinian state. That approach is adamantly opposed by Israel's prime minister. More details at SRNnews.com.